suggested that we fly over a portion of this side of the area.
Okay.
Include the disaster, this would add 45 minutes on the trip.
Sorry.
The present continuing is 9:35, we leave about 8:45.
All right, fine.
I'd say to bring the pool up in there and show you looking at flooded areas.
All right.
I'm showing up with that.
Good.
The senator will not be returning with the surrounding luncheon for him, and he's going to attend for the next of the flight with you.
All right, take care of him.
The Chamber of Commerce session, which you mentioned yesterday, was a considerate concern, and I just wanted to mention that it appears that both Schultz and Stein recommend that you not do it on budget, because you could make a statement to the Chamber without making a major statement about the economic position, and with the Economic Stabilization Act coming up on Monday, it would be difficult. So Monday would be out. Wednesday is out, because they're not going to be meeting. Just a two-day session. On Tuesday, there are quite a lot of news from Chancellor Grant coming here. So after Monday, it would be okay to talk about the economic situation. But in terms of news and public events,
they're not going to do it in this country. I just don't feel that I should do it because of Chancellor Brown.
We suggested that you might want to go to Annapolis this weekend to the job service on Sunday.
No.
Yeah. Something that
we may want to do there. That's what I don't want to do the chapel service this weekend.
If it turns out to be a nice day, maybe it'll be pretty dry up there. Go there with the apples.
Chapel service.
Chapel service.
Yeah, I will one day, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it this week. Chamber of Commerce, I know, is a good forum and all that sort of thing. But
of course, one comment that I've made is that seeing two labor groups, I moved the names with the AFL-CIO, and then more recently, the Building Trades and Construction Trades Council, and not a business group.
Question is just the energy up there.
If you did talk to them Monday.
Monday, I can't do it.
Monday, we can have. They could, maybe we can have a session Tuesday afternoon.
Well,
Monday, before the 4A is going to be held on Tuesday. And then we've got the 4A and bipartisan leadership. And we've got the branches.
Right.
Although Burge and those people are pushing hard for the news point of view.
They're pushing hard the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes, sir. And Rudy and people have to answer to them.
But
Rudy and those people who work with such groups as the Chamber of Commerce are obviously very much in favor of you seeing this group. But there are other factors mitigating against it. Trying to present an objective.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Leave it open, and if I do it, I can do it Monday afternoon today.
Monday afternoon, but Schultz and Stein, I feel that you ought to refrain from making a major statement about the administration's economic position.
When could I do it?
Tuesday afternoon.
All right, fine. Don't tell them I'll do it, but I'll just keep it open for Tuesday afternoon. I'll keep it open in my own mind. Fair enough.
All right, sir.
Depending on what happens in the conference, they want to use the phone.
Very good, sir.
To say, look, we've got to wait because of that vote in the Congress Monday, it cannot be done. That right at the moment. I've got to wait till I clear up a couple of things here. And I'll call him.